chapter number 6, and then just keep your Bibles open. Won't be real preachy tonight, just I want to look at some scriptures and talk about this matter of prayer. Used to, in the old days, Wednesday night wasn't Wednesday night church, it was Wednesday night prayer meeting. I don't know if anybody remembers those, amen? They had Wednesday night prayer meeting. They really didn't have any preaching. They took prayer requests and the people gathered around the altar and they prayed. Somebody said, boy, I wish it could be like it was in the old days. Well, there's one thing missing, and that's that matter of prayer. That people used to pray, amen? They used to have, when I was a kid, they had what they called cottage prayer meetings. I mean, they'd get a crowd of people, meet up at somebody's house and pray. At White Oak, when I was growing up, we always had woods prayer meeting. All the men would meet out in the woods. We'd build a big fire. Somebody would preach a little bit, and we'd pray out there till midnight. And, man, I'm just telling you, people used to pray. Somebody said one of our greatest failures is prayer failures. Amen? They said that our battles are won or lost in our prayer closet. Amen? I believe God answers prayer. Amen. I believe Brother Anthony Bennett's getting up out of that wheelchair and walking. I got to see him do that last week. I believe that's an answer to prayer. I believe Ashley Hofford is cancer-free as an answer to prayer. I believe Ashley Hofford has a baby in answer to prayer. Amen. And I'm going to credit one person with that prayer, and that's little Harley. Prayed for that little sister every single day. 3 times a day he asked God for a baby sister. Even when the doctor said it's medically impossible for her to have another child, said the only way she could have a child would have a surrogate mother. But that didn't stop that little boy from praying every day. Amen? I believe God answers prayer. Look at Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew chapter number 6. Look with me at verse number 5. The Lord said, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Right. In other words, people are bragging on them for their eloquent praying, and that's about all it's going to get them, some bragging on by somebody else. Amen. He said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain reputation as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We'll stop reading right there. I want us to look at this thing of prayer just for a few minutes. Keep your Bibles out. I'm going to have you, I hope if you'll write in your Bible. Some people don't believe in writing in your Bible. I think it's a good thing. To underline or highlight verses because you may need them later on and it makes them easier to find, amen? But I want you to notice first of all tonight the purpose of prayer. The purpose of prayer. We don't pray just because we have nothing better to do. There is a reason that we pray, amen? There's a reason that we pray. What prayer does, it gives us access to God. Jesus said this crowd here in verse number 5, 6, and 7, these that pray in the synagogues, these that pray on the corners of the street, he said they're just praying to be seen of men. I had one fellow one time years ago told somebody that he got his feelings hurt because I never called on him to pray. I just never thought about it, you know what I mean? But he got his feelings hurt that he wasn't never called on to pray. Brother Stacy Bullock said if I ever call on him, he's going to whip me in the parking lot after church, amen? But you may have to dismiss us tonight, Jack. Amen. But seriously, some people stand up. It's just a show in the flesh. I was sitting in the airport one day, and I told a story couple of times, I think, but it's been back a while ago, and this Muslim woman sat down beside me, and she had her little Quran. She was sitting there reading that thing, and she had a bag, and I was sure praying it wasn't a bomb. Anyway, she finally got up. She looked at her watch. She got up, and she spread her little thing out on the ground. She knelt right there and started a hum, baba jibba jibba, and I couldn't understand a word she said, and everybody in that airport noticed her. Everybody in that airport walking by looking at that crazy woman down on that rug praying, amen? And that's about all that prayer done for her. It's got her some attention. And that's what Jesus said. He said that's all that's doing is getting that crowd some attention because it ain't getting them nothing else, amen? If we're praying to be seen of men or heard of men, then we're not accessing God. We're just putting on a show in the flesh. But prayer is gives us access to God, amen? It gets God's attention. The Bible said that we may enter boldly into the throne of grace. Prayer gets God's attention. When we say, and he gives us this model prayer, some people call it the Lord's Prayer, but I think it's more of a model prayer than it is anything. And a lot of people quote that prayer, and that's how they say their prayers. They quote that Lord's Prayer over and over and over again. Well, that's against one thing he said, this vain repetition. That's just a model. It's an outline of how you pray. Amen? But he said, when you start that thing, pray ye our Father. Amen. Did you know as soon as you utter those two words, you have his attention? Amen. As soon as you utter those two words, our Father, or that one word, Father, you have the Lord's attention. He's listening. Have you ever prayed and you felt like God wasn't listening? Doesn't mean that he wasn't. Amen. I prayed and asked God for things and told God about needs when I didn't think my prayers getting above the ceiling. And the next day, God answered that prayer. And he says, huh, I was listening. Just when you think I've turned you off, I was listening. Our prayer gives us access to God, but also it gets God's attention. And then it gets an answer from God. That's the purpose of prayer. That's what prayer is for. It's to fellowship with God, to talk with God. Amen. They asked one little girl, asked a little girl Sunday school class what prayer was, and a little girl raised her hand. She said, it's when you talk to God. It's that simple, isn't it? Amen. It's that simple. That's what prayer is. We're going to gather around this altar here in a few minutes, and we're just going to talk to God. Amen. We're just going to tell the Lord about it. One old preacher, he's in heaven now, Brother Earl Hughes. Every time I talked to Earl, he'd say, Brother Earl would say, Eddie, you remember to tell God on me now. You remember to tell God on me. He'd tell me that every time I see him, you tell God on me. In other words, you see fault or failure in my life, don't go around and tell everybody else. You tell God on me, son. Every time I'd see him, that's what he'd say. Tell God on me. Amen. Hey, listen, it gets God's attention. It's our access to God, and it's where we get our answers from God. He said in one verse, ye have not because ye what? Anybody know? Because ye ask not. Somebody said, I can't believe God hadn't done this or that. Oh, have you asked him about it? Or have you stopped asking him about it? Amen. If you got a lost loved one, you ought to pray for them until they get saved. If that takes 20 years, you ought to keep praying for them every single day. Lord, don't let them die and go to hell. Lord, please convict their heart. Save them. I mean, don't ever quit praying for somebody. Ain't you glad God didn't give up on you? Amen. Somebody prayed for you to the day you got in. Amen. I was 19 years old before I got saved. My mother prayed for me every single day of my life. My grandmother prayed for me every single day of my life. Hey, I'm glad they didn't give up. I'm glad they kept telling God on me. Amen. Amen. So just keep telling God on. The purpose of prayer is to give us access to God, to get God's attention, and to get answers from God. Now, I want you to look at verse number 6. Let's talk about the place of prayer. Now, we know the Bible says pray without ceasing. Somebody said, now how can you do that? That means to be in a spirit of prayer. You can't walk or you can't drive down the road with your head bowed. I hope not anyway. You coming to help me, baby? She said, I was. You can't drive down the road with your head bowed. But you can always be in a spirit of prayer. Amen? You ever have anybody ask you to pray for something? Hey, would you pray for me about this or that? And then you say, I sure will. And by the time you get home, you forget about it. I'll tell you how to keep from doing that, because that makes you a liar if you tell them you will and then you don't. Amen? I do it right then. Amen. I do it right then. I mean, as soon as they walk off, I say, the Lord, you heard that request. You know what I'm saying? And so I'll pray for them right then. But he talks about this special place of prayer. I believe in public prayer. And we're going to do that in a little bit, a corporate prayer. We're going to gather around this altar and we're going to pray together. But that shouldn't be the end of your prayer life. That shouldn't be the whole of your prayer life. You ought to have a secret prayer life. You ought to have a time when it's just you and God. Look at verse number 6. He said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And why not? And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. The secrecy of the closet. You know what? You know what's so special about that? You can say anything. You can say anything, and you don't have to worry about it getting on Facebook. Amen. There's things that I may pray in here out loud that I wouldn't, that I may pray at home out loud that I wouldn't pray in here out loud. You see, well, when I'm talking to God, I'm not shocking Him. I'm not telling Him anything that He doesn't already know. Amen. That doesn't mean He doesn't still want to hear it from us. Amen. But there ought to be a secret time of prayer. Those times when you tell God things you wouldn't tell your spouse. When you tell God things you wouldn't tell your best friend. I mean, brother, it's just you and God. Amen. Amen. The secrecy of the closet. The subject of the closet. That'd be God Himself. Amen. There ought to be a special place that when you reach that place, it puts you in a spirit of prayer because that's where you pray. Amen. You ought to have a special place. I'm not saying you got to get in your closet. It could be down beside your bed in your bedroom. I have a study at my house. It could be in the study. It could be at your kitchen table early in the morning before anybody gets up. Wherever that special place is, amen. But you ought to have a special place where you meet with God and where God meets with you, amen. It's one thing just to have prayer, but it's another thing when you have prayer and the Lord shows up, amen. Have you ever not even felt like praying? You started praying, the Holy Ghost showed up, and it got good all of a sudden. There wasn't nobody else around. You and God just started having meeting together. Yes, amen. I was praying. I was doing that one morning. I used to pray in my work truck driving to Stasco Mechanical over in Marietta every morning. And I was praying one morning. I mean, it got good. It's just me and the Holy Ghost in the cab of that truck. And the Holy Ghost was, I mean, it was a crowd, buddy, with just me and him. He had that truck cab full. And I done run 15 miles past the road I was supposed to turn on before I realized where I was at, man. Amen. That was in that secret time of prayer. Hey, God bless you right here in this altar. But if you're not praying secretly and having a long time with God, you don't know what prayer is. Amen. You're missing it. Amen. There is the secrecy of the closet, the subject that shows up in the closet, and then the show that's out of the closet. The show that's out of the closet. Remember what He said? You ask in secret, and I'll reward you openly. Amen. He said, you ask in private and I'll reward you. I'll answer where everybody can see it. Amen. We notice the purpose of prayer, the place of prayer. Now I want you to notice the pattern of prayer in verse number 9. This is where He starts giving us that model prayer, the Lord's Prayer, if you will. He said, after this manner, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I want you to notice the pattern of this thing now. It has a layout. In verse number 10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now listen carefully. Watch this thing. Prayer in verse number 9 is approaching God. It's approaching God. I think there's a way in which you ought to approach God, don't you? Amen. I've heard these so-called Christian rap, and if you believe there's such a thing, you're hurting anyway. Rap ain't even music, by the way. It's noise. Amen. Amen. When you pull up beside of somebody at a red light and your whole car is vibrating, that's not music. That's noise. Amen. Amen. But they reference God. I mean, they call Him JC and G-O-D and all kind of stuff. Listen, man, I believe when we approach God, it ought to be a thing of respect. Amen. 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 Listen, if you want something from your Father, you doesn't go say, hey, what's up, old man?
That's right.
Amen. But when you're wanting something and you're needing something, you approach your Father with respect. Amen? And God doesn't just deserve respect. He demands respect. Amen? You remember when Moses approached Him? When Moses approached God, God showed up as a fire, a flame of fire in the bush that didn't burn. Y'all remember that? Moses started walking toward that bush and God said, wait right there. He said, take your shoes off. He said, the place whereon thou standest is holy. In other words, brother, you going to approach me with such respect, you ain't even going to wear your shoes. Take your shoes off.
Amen.
Amen. So we ought to approach God, and we ought to approach Him respectively. Prayer is not just approaching God, but prayer is asking God, and prayer is adoring God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hey, you want to get God's attention? Start praising Him as you pray. Before you ask God for anything on this list, tell Him how good He is. Tell Him how wonderful He is. Tell Him how great He is. Tell Him how thankful you are for what He's done for you. You've got His attention. Amen. And then you can say, by the way, Lord, we have some issues here. We have some people who need prayer. You've got His full attention. Amen. When Katie was little, now, if she wants something, all she knows she's got to do is love on her daddy a little bit. Amen. She'll get whatever she asks for. 9 times out of 10. You say, you spoiled her rotten. I did. Amen. Chase has got a hard road to hoe. Amen. Amen. She knew how to get whatever she wanted to out of daddy. Just start bragging on daddy and loving on daddy. It's the same thing with your heavenly Father. Just start bragging on Him and loving on Him. Amen. And then start asking. And watch Him start answering. Amen. The pattern of prayer. I want you to notice the power of prayer. Go to Acts chapter number 4. The power of prayer. Acts chapter number 4. I'll show you what prayer does. Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 31. Prayer gives us strength for service. Prayer gives us the strength to live for God and to go for God. The Bible said in verse 31, when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Listen, that's where they got their strength, was in prayer. When they prayed, the Holy Spirit came upon them. Now listen, when you got saved, the Holy Spirit came in you. Amen. The Holy Spirit came in you, but a lot of times that flesh gets stronger than that spirit that's in you. Amen, because you're neglecting one and feeding the other. But as we pray, it gives us strength. How many of you got to go to work tomorrow? You need God's strength to go to church, or go to work with some of that bunch you work with, I bet. Amen. You trying to flag me down, or? Yes, ma'am. Huh? Oh, you're just agreeing. Okay, you was waving and waving. I thought, man, Taylor Swift got a problem back there. Amen. Seriously, you need God's strength to do the things you got to do and to face the things you got to face. You need the strength of God. Amen. So we gain strength through prayer. I'm talking about the power of prayer. Listen, it is Acts chapter number 12. Watch this. It gives us strength, but sometimes it'll give you a surprise. Acts chapter number 12. Look at verse number, I'm trying to find where I want it. Let's see. Verse number 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but watch this, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Now let's jump down to about verse number, 19, somewhere in that neighborhood. Let me find it. Where is it where Peter's knocking on the door? Help me find it, Brother Charles. 11. Yeah, and when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angel. But listen, look up here. They were in prayer, praying for Peter to be freed from jail. While they're praying, Peter's knocking on the door. A little girl goes to the door and says, "Hey, y'all ain't gonna believe it, man, it's Peter." "Oh, shut up, pray, he's in jail," amen? That's how, I mean, God just show up and surprise you, amen? Brother Jason Crow calls me, and if Brother Jason ever calls you, and normally when he calls me, he's excited about something. And when Jason gets excited, you need an interpreter. I mean, he's blah, 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 90 miles an hour. Brother, he is Jack Patterson's offspring, I do believe. But, I mean, he just jabbered 90 nothing. He said, "Man, I can't believe it." He said, "I asked God to do something. He did it right now." Yeah, I mean, he did it right now. I mean, he just having a fit, boy. He said, "God just blows me away." Hey, if you'll ask God, that's what he'll do. He'll blow you away, amen? He'll give you strength, but then he may give you a surprise, amen? And then he may let you see the salvation of some sinners. Amen. Have several in the book of Acts. Lydia in Acts chapter number 16. The soothsayer. And then the Philippian jailer. You remember him? "Amen and sirs, what must I do to be saved?" He said, "Believe on the Lord with all your heart, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." Is that right? Something like that. Amen. I'm telling you, power comes through prayer. Power comes through prayer. Look, we looked at the purpose of prayer. Looked at the place of prayer, the pattern of prayer, the power of prayer. And I'm done with this, but I'm going to give you about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, probably about 10 verses, and we're going to turn to them because I want you to mark them in your Bible. I want you to note some promises of prayer. Amen. Some promises of prayer. And take the Bible and turn to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 33. And if you're against writing in your Bible, you really ought to consider marking these verses. Because I'm here to tell you, you need them. Amen? It's Jeremiah 33. Jeremiah chapter number 33. These are promises of prayer. It do you good to learn to memorize some of these and quote them while you're praying to God. Amen. Just remind God of what he's promised. Jeremiah 33, are y'all there? Look at verse number 3. He said, "Call unto me, and I might answer thee." Is that what he said? No, he said, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." In other words, he's saying, when you call unto me, I'm going to answer you in a way that'll blow your mind. Have you ever tried to tell God how to fix something? You ever tried to tell God what needs to happen for this to work or for this to be possible? God, it needs to do this, this, this. And then God show up and do it in a way that just blows your mind, and it worked out 10 times better than what you was trying to get him to do start with. Amen? That's what he's saying. Look at Jeremiah chapter number 29. Jeremiah chapter 29. I'm going the wrong way. Jeremiah 29. Look at verse number 13. Are you there? Say amen. Amen. He said, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." He said, if you'll seek for me, you'll find, or look for me, you'll find me. Matthew chapter number 7. Matthew chapter number 7. Right back over where we started. Say amen when you get there. Look at verse number 7. He said, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Ain't that a blessing?
Amen.
Well, Matthew chapter number 18.
Amen.
These verses encourage me to pray. Matthew chapter number 18. Look at verse number 19. "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, and it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Ain't that a blessing? Look at Matthew chapter number 21. Look at verse number 22. "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive." I believe the Bible, don't y'all?
Amen.
Look at John chapter number 14. John chapter number 14. Look at verse number 13. John 14, verse 13. Everybody there? And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. You ever reminded God of that? John chapter number 15. Look at verse number 7. John 15 and verse number 7. He said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Well, that's a lot of promises, isn't it?
Amen.
Let's see, go to 1 John. 1 John. Chapter 3. First John chapter number 3. Look at verse number 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Look at First John chapter number 5. A couple more and we're done. Y'all doing all right? 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. One more, Jude. Jude. Verse number 20. Jude, verse number 20. I'll never forget a message Brother Sammy Allen used to preach from this verse right here. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now that's given you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 promises on prayer. 10 promises of prayer. Why do we pray? It works. It works. Amen. And I think we ought to take our personal prayer life a little more serious. I think we ought to take this prayer sheet a little more serious when we gather around this altar, and that's what we're fixing to do. Hey, God promised that if we'll come to him and ask, he'll take care of it. Amen. I ain't talking about pie in the sky. I ain't talking about money raining down out of the ceiling and all that kind of weird stuff. I'm just talking about approaching God with real needs. Amen. Amen. So as we come tonight, let's think about this purpose of prayer, why we're doing it, the place of prayer. We're not doing it to be seen, the pattern of prayer, the power of prayer, and then the promises of prayer. Amen. Hope you got something out of that. Well, let's gather around this altar together. Pick you up a prayer sheet from the Lord's Supper table, and we'll spend a little time practicing what we just preached. Amen.